Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin on Daf Ayin Zayin and Bellies, the last words. We continue, the Gemara continues, working with the Brice that we learned in the previous shir that spoke about all of the halachas, many of the halachas that apply to the Lachme Toida. And the Brice says, Tamalayma Tiyena. The Brice was teaching us that 10 isarna flour should be used to make the 10 chametz loaves of the Lachmi Toida. Ask the Gemara, my Talmudah, how is that learned? Answers the Gemara, Amarav Yitzchak Barav Dimi Tiyeniksev. The Torah uses an extra yud in the word Tiyena to teach us that 10 Isarin should be used for the Lachmi Toida, the Chalos of the Lachmi, the Chametz of the Lachmi Toida. Ask the Gemara, why are we assuming that it's 10 Isarin that I used, maybe it's a sorah kapizi. Mechlokes Rishonim, what is a kapizi? A half a log, or a half a kav, or a third of a kav? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Besroinus, Dibra Akosef. The pasuk from where we learn this word, the Tiyana, is in a parasha which speaks about the Shtei Alechem, where the Torah says, and we discussed this pasuk, Shtayim Shnei Yisroinim. So we know that it's referring to a sroinim, not any other type of measurement. So after this, continues the Gemara, as we learned in the Braisa, Lamadnu Asar L'Chametz. We know, we said it extensively yesterday, that the Torah teaches us that with the Lachmei Toida were made up of 40 loaves, 30 were matzah, 10 were chametz. And after learning this piece of Gemara, we now know that those 10 loaves were made up of 10 isarin, which means 10 isarin per loaf. We also learned in the previous year that the matzah loaves, those 30 loaves, were also made up of another 10 isarin. As we said yesterday, that means each matzah loaf was smaller than each challah loaf. So ask the Gemara, Lamadnu, Asar l'chametz, we've established that 10 isarin should be used for the chametz loaves. However, ask the Gemara, Asar l'matzah minayim, how do we know the 10 should be used for the matzah loaves? Tamaloymer, al chalois lechem chametz. Teaches us the Torah, keneged chametz havei matzah. As much flour you're using for the chametz loaves, that's how much flour you should use for the matzah loaves. However, ask the Gemara, v'chidav ha'alamed behekish, chayzer umalamed behekish. We just discussed the other day, reviewing what we learned in Masechet Zvachim, that in Kachim, a double hekish is not an acceptable limud. And that's where we're up to here. Because first we're learning the halacha of the chametz loaves from the shtei alechem. And now we're going a step further, learning the halachas of the matzah loaves from the chametz loaves, which is a double hekish. And a double hekish is unacceptable. The chidavar halama behekish, chayza b'malamed behekish, answers the Gemara, himen v'davar achlehu. And there's a number of approaches in the Rishonim how to understand what the Gemara means. One approach in the Rishonim is that the connection between the challah portion, between the chametz portion, and the shtei of the lachmei toida and the shtei lechem is a gzeirah shavah. And if it's a gzeirah shavah or there's an element of a gzeirah shavah, then it's not considered a double hekesh. One way the Rishonim suggests. Another way that the Rishonim suggests is that, going back to the way we began today's shir, since the word tihiyena is used in teaching us the halachas of the chametz of the lachmei toida, and as we started today's shir, tihiyena is not a hekish; it's an extra yud in that word. So that doesn't remain a hekish, and therefore the issue of a double hekish doesn't apply. A third approach that the Rishonim says as follows. When is a double hekish unacceptable? A double hekish is unacceptable that if I'm learning B from A, and C from B, and A, B, and C are three distinct subjects. Here, indeed, we're learning the halachas of the chametz portion of the lachmei toida from the shtei alechem. But now, what are we doing a step further? We're learning the matzah portion of the lachmei toida from the challah portion of the lachmei toida. That's not called a double hekish, because the matzah part and the chametz portion are really all part of one taida, and therefore that's not in the category of a double hekish, which is unacceptable. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, that's fine. Lamanda Amalai have a hekesh, that since this is not your regular case of a double hekesh, as we just explained, so this question falls away. El Lamanda Amma have a hekesh, that this still falls into the category of a double hekesh. Ask the Gemara, Mayik Lamema, we're back to where we started. How do we know that the matzah portion of the Lachmei Toidah should also be made up of Tani Sarin? Answers the Gemara, the Torah, by using the word Taviu, Ribuyahu, the Torah uses the word Taviu, an extra time, by the Shtei Lechem, to teach us this halach, it's an extra word. We know that when they inaugurated the Mishkan, they had special kabbanas that were brought. Those kabbanas are known as the Karban Miluim, for the Shemani Shemei Miluim. HaMiluim HaYibayim, all the Karban Mincha that were brought during the inauguration of the Mishkan were brought k'matzah shebetoidah, like the matzah portion of a karban toidah. That means, as we've been discussing, there are four types of bread, but one is chametz, and you're left with three matzah parts, chalas, rekikin, and ravuka, which are all matzah. So I saw a beautiful pshat in this rule. Beautiful pshat. We'll say over an interesting story. The Chibina Rav once attended a bar mitzvah where the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer, was there. And as is the custom, the bar mitzvah bacher was asked to lead Birchas HaMazon. He led Birchas HaMazon on a cup of wine. And when he finished and when he made the Bar Priya Goffin, the Belzer Rebbe told the bar mitzvah bacher to drink up the whole cup of wine. Shabina Rav didn't understand, because the halacha doesn't require want to drink the entire cup of wine. Rav Kais, Malay Lugmav, you don't have to drink the whole cup of wine. And here you have a young bar mitzvah boy, why is he telling him to drink up the entire cup of wine? The Belzer Rebbe sensed that the Chibina Rav didn't understand. So he said, let me explain to you why I told the bar mitzvah bacher to drink the whole cup of wine. Absolutely, al pi halacha, you're 100% correct. But this is obviously the first time this boy is leading Birchas HaMazon. It's his bar mitzvah suda. I wanted to teach the boy, and I wanted to institute that when you do something the first time, at least, you have to do it right. Because that's the chinuch for the rest of his life. So yes, apidin, you could drink merayv kais, merayv logmav. But the first time you do a mitzvah, don't do it with any shortcuts. So the mefarshim say that's pshat in our Mishnah. What happened during the Miluim? This was, they were inaugurating, as we've been saying, the Mishkan. We said as recently as yesterday, in the name of the Rishonim, that chametz represents the Yetzahara, Sar Shabi Isa, matz represents no Yetzahara. So the lesson Hashem was sending us is during the Meluim, at least, it should be all matzah. During the Meluim, there should be no chametz. When you start something, it should be started in a perfect way. And actually, these Mefarshim go on to say, that is the lesson of the Seder. What happened Pesach by night? That's when Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Seder, which is the Suda that represents and commemorates that, should have no chametz in it. It should be all matzah. At least when you start something, start it off perfectly. That will be the perfect, right way to start it. We've learned, and we're learning today's shiras further, that the Nazir, when he brings his kabbanis, when he brings his carbon shlamim, has to bring along also some loaves. Says the Mishnah, Naziris ha'isabah shtei yadus kamatza. Shataida. Two of the types, the Nazir came along with two types of loaves. The two matzah loaves that you have by the Lachmei Toidah, the challah loaves, and the rekikin loaves. Ve'ein ba revuka. But they did not bring revuka loaves. When the Nazir did not bring revuka loaves, Asar Karban Yerushalmius, how much were the flour was there? 10 Yerushalayim Karban, Shein Shisha Saras Ojin, which equals 6 2/3 Isarim. Why? Because as we said yesterday, 15 Kav is 10. So you take off a third, you have 10 Kav, take off a third from 10, you're down to 6 2/3. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, how do we know that the Meluim, as the Mishnah taught us, they had Chalas, Matzis, and Ravuka? Says the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Chama, Baguria, Dama Kra, ומסל המצס השלפני השם, לקויך חלס מצה אחס, וחלס לחם שמן אחס, ורוקק אחד. Says the Gemara, Bishla machalos, when the Torah speaks about chalos, so we know what chalos are, regular matzah. Rokik, we also know what it means. Shemen, but when the Torah speaks about shemen, maininu, what does the Torah mean? Lav, revuka. It certainly means revuka, and therefore from this pasuk, we clearly see that revuka is included in what had to be brought during the menachas of the meluim. Maskler of Avya asks Rav Avya, who tells you to define the word shemen as revuka, ema answer the mishcha? Maybe means answer the mishcha. I saw two pshatim and rishonim what answer the mishcha means. One pshat is that it's a cake of coagulated oil, hardened oil, one pshat. Another pshat is that perhaps it's a piece of dough which is heavily fried in oil. Who says it means revuka? Says the Gemara. El kedosh Rav Nachman Rav Chizda Mishmeid Rav Tavla. The pasuk says ze karban Aaron Ubanov ashi yikriv al Hashem b'yoyim himashcha isay. V'chimal l'ubanov b'yoyim himashcha. The pasuk is, says the Gemara, somewhat of a difficult pasuk to understand. The pasuk seems to say that Aaron's children had to bring a carbon on his behalf during the meluim. So says the Gemara, where do we find such a concept? Where do we find such a rule? Ella, says the Gemara, Makish, what the Torah is trying to do with this pasuk, is to compare chinuchai lihimashchai. The Torah is trying to compare the carbon that's brought when the Mishkan or Kohen is inaugurated to the carbon that's brought the mincha that the Kohen Mashiach, which the Chavitim, that the Kohen Mashiach has to bring. Says the Gemara, Mahi Mashchai, the Michas Chavitim that we've discussed so many times in our Masechta, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring on a daily basis, is Revucha. Af Hinuchai, so too, the carbon that he brings during the Meluim was Revucha. So this is the source how we know that there were Revucha loaves during the Meluim. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda, Kohen Gadol Hamskav Lavoida, when a Kohen Gadol begins to do the Avoida, Tzarech Shtei Esroinus, Haifa, he has to bring two Kabbonis made up of an Isaron. Achas Limashcha, one for the carbon that he has to bring every day, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, V'achas Linuchai, and one for the carbon that he has to bring because he was designated to become a Kohen Gadol, and the day he's designated to become a Kohen Gadol is the day that he has to bring a new carbon to commemorate that. Ma'abar of Ashi, continues the Gemara. Ma'abar of Ashi says that he brings three kabbonis on the day. So we seem to have a contradiction. Rav Chizda says, we seem to have a disagreement. Rav Chizda says that you bring two kabbonis, and Ma'abar of Ashi says you bring three kabbonis. Says the Rav Loi, there's really no disagreement. Hada avid avoid the kishu kain hedjit. Which means as follows. If you have a situation, says the Gemara, where you had an individual who never did any avoida, he was obviously a Kohen, but he never did any avoida. And the first day that he does avoida, not only is he doing avoida for the first time, he's appointed Kohen Gadol. So he has to bring three kabbonis. What are the three kabbonis that he has to bring? One is because to commemorate that he became a Kohen Hedjit, because the halach is that a Kohen Hedjit, when he does the avoda for the first time, has to bring a minchas chinuch. Now he has to bring another carbon, because as we just learned, the day that a kohen becomes a kohen gadol, he has to bring a carbon. And then he has to bring a third carbon, the chavite kohen gadol, which a kohen gadol has to bring every day. That's if he never did the avoda previously. If, however, he did the avoda previously, so there, he'll only have to bring two, because the carbon for doing avoida as a Kohen Hedjit, he's already brought previously. That's pshat that most Rishonim learn in the Gemara. That's how we're going to learn the Gemara. There are Rishonim Taisus attempts to say that perhaps pshat in the Gemara is, it makes a difference if he's doing the avoida the first time on Yom Kippur, that then he would have to bring three kabbonis. If it was any other time, because he wouldn't have to bring three kabbanis. Because any other times, the fact that he puts on the Shemayna Begadim, that could be in lieu of bringing a carbon. But on Yom Kippur, we know the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the Shemayna Begadim, so therefore he has to bring the special carbon. Taisus and many Mefarshim themselves don't like this pshat. We actually had a Gemara that says Beferish that you can't bring this carbon on Yom Kippur. And here the Gemara seems to be saying, yeah, you do. So the Mefarshim have a very serious issue in understanding this Gemara. They say that, they ask that the Kohen Gadol has to wear Shemayna Begadim. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing Shemayna Begadim, he can't bring the carbon of a Kohen Hedjet, because the carbon of a Kohen Hedjet has to be brought by somebody wearing only four Begadim. So how do we reconcile that? How do we deal with that issue? So the Brisk Rav suggests that he brings it through a Shliach. He doesn't bring it himself. A Shliach does the Avodah. But he himself and other Mefarshim say that it seems that part of the Avodah bringing this carbon is not just that the carbon should be brought on behalf of the Kohen, but that the Kohen himself should bring the carbon. And if he's not, so you can't use a Shliach. The Migdash David suggests that it brings both Karbanas simultaneously. The carbon of the Kohen Gadol and the carbon of the Kohen Hedjet. Also a difficult pshat. How do you bring two Karbanas at the exact same time? But perhaps we could take a whole new approach. There's a very interesting question that the Or Sameach and other Mefarshim discuss. Al Gemara says clearly that if he never did Avoida previously, so this is the first time he's doing Avoida, he has to bring three Kabbanis. One for Kohen Hedjet and one for Kohen Gadol. The Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi says even if he never did Avoida previously as a Kohen Hedjet and he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he only has to bring two Kabbanis. And the Mefarshim attempt to understand what is the basis of the machloikis between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. One approach is that there's enough, that the Yerushalmi and Bavli disagree what is the purpose of a person doing, bringing the carbon as a Kohen Hedjet. The Yerushalmi seems to say that the first time you do Avodah, you have to bring a carbon. So the first time you do Avodah, you have to bring a carbon. So it makes a difference if you're doing Avodah as a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedjet. It's the first time you're doing Avodah. And therefore, only two Karbanos are required. The Bavli, however, learns there are two separate rules. There's one rule that you bring a carbon because of your appointment. And there's another rule that you bring a carbon because the first time you do Avodah, you have to bring a carbon. Not because you're a Kohen Hedjet. Because that's already included in the fact that you're a Kohen Gadol. That if you're appointed a Kohen Gadol, then you're a Kohen Hedjet as well. What it means to say is that there's an obligation to bring a carbon, not because of a kuhuna, because of the avoida. If the carbon that's being brought is because of the avoida, then it doesn't bother me that he's wearing the Shemayin Begadim. He's not bringing the carbon because he's a Kohen Hedjet. The Kohen Hedjet, what the Gemara means to say, is as commemorate that you're doing avoida the first time, not because of his position, but because of the avoida. Actually, this distinction would be relevant to a different machlokes that the Mefarshim have. What would be the halacha if somebody didn't do it? A Kohen, as we're learning, has to bring the carbon the first day, perhaps even two, if he becomes the Kohen Gadol, certainly one, and he did the Avodah without bringing the carbon. So does he make it up, or not? If we say it's because of the appointment, because of the position, so then he has to bring it, because he still has the position. If, however, it's to commemorate that before you do any other Avodah, you do this Avodah, so once you did already another Avodah, it's too late. Dor Sameach has a whole different approach, a beautiful approach, in explaining the machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. He says they're arguing with a very fundamental concept. The argument is how do we look at a Kohen Gadol? Do we look at a Kohen Gadol as a Kohen Hedjet plus, or do we look at a Kohen Gadol as a whole different person? A different position. He says the Bavli looks at the Kohen Gadol as a Kohen Hedjet plus. And therefore, he has to bring a carbon for being a Kohen Hedjet, and he has to bring a carbon for being a Kohen Gadol. The Yerushalmi says a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedjet are two different people. And if he's a Kohen Gadol, he's not a Kohen Hedjet. So he brings the carbon for Kohen Gadol and not being a Kohen Hedjet. And the Asameach says that this machloik is l'shitasa. Because it's a famous question, which we've discussed, the Gemara discussed many times. Is the avnate of the Kohen Gadol different than the avnate of a Kohen Hedjet? The Bavli says it's the same. The Yerushalmi says it's different. Why? Because the Bavli holds the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot are really one. Just the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot plus. That's why they wear the same Avnate. The Yerushalmi, however, holds that the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot are totally two different positions. And therefore, the Avnate is not the same. Naziris, we learned in the Mishnah Yibosh, Shtei Yodas, Kematzah, Shmetoida. The Naziris only had Chalas, had Matzah and Rikikin. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk, by the Lach Metoida, says the word Shlomov, Le Rabbis, Shalmi Nozer. Le Sar Kam Yerushalmi, the loaves of the Nozer were made up of 10 Yerushalayim Kabin, or Le Reish Shemin, and Le Reish Shemin. Yochol, Le Chol Ma'ash, Omer Be'inyin, that it should be completely the same as all the others, tamaloyim and matzois. The Torah says the word matzois, that it's not the same. Ask the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean when it says matzois, that it's not the same? My Talmuda, Amar Papa, Davish Rebembe by matzis, lefruke, revuke, deloy nama by matzis. Since the Torah only uses the word matzis regarding the nazir, and revuka is never categorized as matzah, what the Torah is teaching us is that the Nazir shouldn't bring Revuka. That's how Rapapa understands. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, he has a different way of understanding why the Nazir does not bring any Revuka loves. He says, because the Torah says Matzis, which is a klal, then the Torah says Chalos Rekikin. We know, those of us that say it every morning, Prat the klal, Ein b'chlal el amash b'frat, Chalos Rekikin in, they only bring chalas and rikikin, midachrin aloy, nothing else. So Taisus, there's two beautiful things. Taisus asks, the Gemara just said that the rule is, klal prat, ein b'chlal amash b'frat. So why do you need the klal? Just say the prat, and say prat, nothing else. So Taisus says, if the Torah only wrote the prat, and not the klal, we would think that we should use the prat, and look from one case to another case. Teaches of the Torah, Prat, only here is the rule this way, not anywhere else, and don't use it to extrapolate to other areas of halacha. There's a beautiful vart from the Rebbe of Heschel, the Chanukah Satira. The Rebbe of Heschel was going to meet his prospective father-in-law. And his father-in-law wanted to test him in learning. So they made up to meet in some sort of a hotel on the road. They come to meet, and the father-in-law wanted to test them in learning, but there were no svarim. It wasn't a yeshiva, it wasn't a beis medrash. So his father-in-law said, a person who's truly a Talmud Chacham could say a Dvar Torah even from the Siddur. Because there was a Siddur there. He said, here's the Siddur, let's see what you could say. So the Rebbe Heschel said, fine, I'll say. He took out the Siddur, and he took out the brisa that we just referred to that said every morning. Amr Bishmal. Bishmal Aymer. Bishlai Shasha Midrash Atar in the dress of Ben. He said, I have three questions on this brisa. The first question is actually a question of a Tais Vasi Shonim in Masech de Yuma. Bishmal? Who gives a child the name Yishmal? Yishmal was a Rasha. One question. There's another question. He says, sometimes we find the Gemara, the brisa uses the wording Omar before the person's name, and sometimes we find the wording Rabbi Shmuel, the name, and then Omer. When is what used? So he says, when there's no argument, it says Omar first. When there's a disagreement, it says Omar after the name. So he asked, there's no machlokes in this brisa. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we say that brisa. So what does the brisa say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Should have said Omar Rabbi Shmuel. And the third question is on what we're learning today. We just learned, klal of prat, ein b'chlal, el mashu b'frat. But he said there's a fundamental problem with that. Ein mugdam amulcha b'tayra. So who says that the klal comes before the prat? Maybe the prat comes before the klal. So he answered, Rashi teaches us a chumash, that Yishmal did tshuva before he died. What's the raya? Because the pasuk says, v'yikra yisra yitzchak v'yishmal. So we see that even though Yitzchak was younger, Yishmal showed respect to Yitzchak, the Talmud Chacham. It's a proof that he did tshuva. Why is that a proof? Ein mugdam amulcha b'tayra. The answer is that even if we say ein mugdam amulcha b'tayra, in one pasuk itself you don't say ein mugdam amulcha. So if the Pasuk lists Yitzhak before Yishmael, it must be that Yishmael did tshuva. So he said, that's pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa begins Rabbi Yishmael. So right away you have a question. How do you give the name Yishmael? Omer. So I'll tell you why. Because the Torah is teaching us that we could learn with a klal prat. How can you learn with a klal prat? The answer is that in one pasuk, we do say that the order is significant. That's why Rabbi Shmuel, my name could be Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Mishnah. Hashachas a taida lefnim. If somebody shech to come taida, and the animals inside the azara, the lach mechutz, but the lachim that we've been discussing is outside the azara, chutz lechayma, the lach is lekidish halachim. The lachim doesn't become kadosh, and it cannot be used. But as the Mefarshim point out, that doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon taida. The carbon taida remains kosher. Shachta, furthermore, it says the Mishnah, shachta actually karma panel. If the shechita was done on the carbon taida prior to the crust of the lechem forming the tanner, vafilu karma kulan, or even if all of the loaves, we have 40 loaves as we've been learning, have formed a crust, chutz mi echmen, besides one of them, like kiddush lechem, then none of the lechem becomes kaddish. Mefarshim ask, why? We've been learning that, at least according to certain opinions, the tanner is considered a klisharis. So as soon as the lechem is in tanner, it should become kaddish. What's the difference? So I saw two answers. One answer is that a klisharis is not mekaddish something put into it until all of what has to be done in the klisharis is completed. Here it's not completed because the bread is not considered bread until it has karma panel, one pshat. Another pshat is as follows. If we were talking about inherent kachim, indeed, the halacha would be as soon as they're put into the klisharis, they become kaddish. But as we're going to learn, it's an explicit gemara in tomorrow's shiur, the lechem is not the real part of the carbon. The animal is the carbon. The lechem only comes along. Then the halacha is that the carbon, then the lechem has to be karma panel. The fact that it was just put into the tanner will not be mekadeshit. There's a very nice chassidish shavart on this Mishnah. It says the chassidish shavart said that the Mishnah is speaking to something we see, unfortunately, all too often. Hashachas atayt lefnim. You have people that in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, they say Taida. They say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they daven, and they say that they believe everything comes from Hashem. But when it comes to Lachma, when it comes to their Parnasa, it's Chutz L'Chaima. There they forget that God runs everything. And they think that they control. Says the Mishnah, L'Kidesh Alechem. If somebody's attitude is that he controls his panasa, that it's not in the hands of Hashem, l'kidesh alechem, that lechem isn't holy. A person has to realize that not just the taida, not just paying lip service to Hashem, but you have to realize that your lechem, your panasa, comes from Hashem. So ask the Gemara, our Mishnah has clearly indicated that the chayma, if the lechem is outside of the chayma, that disqualifies the lechem. But what is meant with the chayma? Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan mechutz l'chaim is beis pagi. And his machlokes rishonim, what does that mean? Beis pagi certainly means some sort of an extension. The question is an extension of what? Some rishonim say it's an extension of the harabayis. And according to Rav Yochanan, if the lechem is within the harabayis, it's considered fine. Other rishonim say it means the walls of Yerushalayim. As long as they're within the walls of Yerushalayim, it's fine. Rish Lakish Shaimah, Rish Lakish takes a much more serious approach. He says, Chutz L'chaim is Azara. It has to be within the Azara. If the Lechem is outside of the Azara, L'kidesh Alechem. What is the basis of the Machlaikis, says the Gemara? Rish Lakish Amar, Chutz L'chaim is Azara, Be'inan, Al-Basamach. Because the basis of his opinion is because the Torah says the word Al, and he says that whenever the Torah uses the word Al, it means nearby. So the lechem has to be within the Azara. Rav Yochanan Amar, Chutz L'chaim is Beis Pagi. If the lechem is outside of Beis Pagi, indeed, it won't be Kadosh. Av Chutz L'Azara, but But if it's outside the Azara, it's Kaddish. It still could be Kaddish, because according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, Loi bein an al b'samach. We don't need that the bread should be right next to the carbon. Ask the Gemara, for Fliga b'chad zimna, isn't this a machlokes of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we already previously learned? The Torah says, L'sishchet al chametz dam zivchi. What the Torah means with that pasuk is, that when somebody is shechting the Karm Pesach, Er Pesach in the afternoon, he's not allowed to have chametz. The Tanan, Hashach is a Pesach al chametz, and therefore the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim teaches us, if somebody shechts the Karm Pesach at that point, over b'loisa say. He's over and alav. Machlokes Rishonim, who is over the lav? Some Rishonim say, the person who owns the chametz. Other Rishonim say, everybody in the group of that Karban Pesach. Another Rishonim say, the people, the Kohanim who are involved in the akrov of that specific Karban Pesach. Yudaimer afatamid. Yudaimer says, if some, when they shech the Karban Tamid, Ere Pesach in the afternoon, when they shech the Karban Tamid, Ere Pesach in the afternoon, if somebody owns chametz, there, Tosfos says, clearly the Kohanim would be held responsible. You can't hold, Tosfos says, any member of Klal Yisrael responsible. And as Machlokes, why can't you hold any member of Klal Yisrael responsible? Some of Farshim say, what does Tosfos mean? Some of Farshim say, because how can every Jew be responsible for another Jew? The Baruch Hashem, many Jews, is if there's one Jew that has chametz, I should be held responsible. How am I to know he has chametz? What am I supposed to do? That's one way of learning Taisus. But there's another way of learning Taisus, which the Achroinim cite, as a very fundamental lesson. They say, there's a difference between the Karm Pesach and the Karm Tamid. The Karm Pesach, as we just learned, is brought by a group. And the group could be a large group. But how do we view all the members of a group? Partners. We're all partners in that Karban Pesach being brought by the group that we're part of. However, they say, when Klal Yisrael brings a Karban Tamid, how are we to look at that carbon? Are we to look at that carbon as the carbon of all of Klal Yisrael, all partners? Or not? There's a new entity. It's called Klal Yisrael. It's not a partnership of all of the Jews. It's a new entity. The entity called Klal Yisrael. And the Zera Avram, the Shalosh Shu Zera Avram, said that's Pshat. The Karm Tamid is not, Karm Tamid and Karm Pesach are very different. Karm Pesach is a partnership. Karm Tamid is a new entity that some Paiskim want to speak. There's a big question in Halacha. Does Halacha recognize a corporation? What is the whole principle of a corporation? That it's not an individual, it's a new legal entity. So the question is that an acceptable halachic principle. And so I want to say that that's what Tosfos is teaching us. That Klal Yisrael, just like there's a concept of Klal Yisrael, which is not a partnership, but it's a new entity, so too, a corporation is a new entity. According to Rish Lakish, you're not chayif for this lav. Has to be in the Azara. Again, what's the machlokes? Because the Torah says, L'sishchet al chametz dam zivchi. And the machlokes is how to define the word al. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't have to have right there. Rish Lakish says you do. Machlokes achroinim. How to understand Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Does it at least have to be in Yerushalayim? Or if somebody has chametz anywhere, the lav, over the lav. So why do we have to have the same machlokes twice? Answer the Gemara Tzricha. Diet number ha, if we only had the case of Pesach, that's where perhaps Rabbi Yochanan says, the Isser of owning chametz by your rabbi mitzvah doesn't make a difference where the chametz is. And therefore, it makes no difference where the chametz is, you're over the lav. Aval inyam migdash, mekat migdash lechem, eim moide le rishlokish, he'll agree, the Isser b'fnim, only if it's actually in the Azara, kaddish. Avroi, but it's outside the Azara, like kaddish. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Vietnam Baha, and we only had the case of Masechta Pesachim, Kamer Rish Lakish. If we only had our Gemara That's where Rish Lakish holds that the lechem has to be actually in the Azara. Abahach, in Psachim, Eim Moidele, Rav Yochanan, that wherever you have it, you're over. That's why we have to have the Machlokes mentioned both places. Shvicha. Says the Maratanya Kavosid Rav Yochanan, Hashach Satoid Lufnim, Ulachma Chutz Lachayim, Beis Pagei, Lekidish Alechem. So it doesn't have to be in the Azara. So we learned in the Mishnah, Shachtach Lekarma Paneh Betanar, if you shechted it before it, all the breads were crusted, it's not considered kaddish. Menonimili, where do we know this halacha from, says the Gemara? The Tanur Rabbanan. Achalos lecha chametz yak v'kabonoi, azavach, melamich ein alechem kaddish, elo imkein karma panel v'tanur. It has to have karma panel. Zavach, Shasema says that karma panel, and we're going to learn soon, chutim shachim, is the same. Furthermore, he says that even by, there is a difference. By lachmei toida, as long as one side is crossed, that it's enough. By lechem aponim, you have to have both sides. Yakov karbonoi, al zevach, melamed sh'ein ha'lechem kodesh, el b'shchitas ha'zevach. It only becomes kodesh, as we learned in the Mishnah, when they slaughtered the carbon. Zevach toida, melamed sh'mshachet sh'loi l'shmon, l'kiddish ha'lechem. We'll speak about that halacha in tomorrow's shiur. Tanabon, yoitzin, the matzah no. You could be yoitzin lachmei toida with matzah that wasn't completely baked, or with matzah sui be'ilfus, or matzah that was made in a pan. My matzah no. I'm of Yudah Mishmul. Kosh apos, if you break it open, then chutim neshachema, it's not doughy anymore, with strands of dough, it's good. I'm a Yudah. I'm a Rava. The cane lit in your lachmei toida. Just like that, that's the halacha by matzah, so is the aloch by lachmei toida. Ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Pshita, hachal lachem ksiv. Regarding matzah, the Torah uses the words lachem. V'achal lachem ksiv. And regarding the lachmei toida, the Torah uses the words lachem. So of course it has the same rule. Answers the Gemara, ma'at teima, echad amar rechmana, shloyit al paris, v'ha command the priest adamya. If it's not completely baked, so it's easily crumbled, and we've learned in the previous shiurim that if it's not a whole loaf, you're not yoytze the mishnah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah, kamash mo'an, that as long as it's baked to the degree that it doesn't have these strands, it's fine. Says the Gemara, itma, toida sheshachta al shemanim chalas. You're supposed to bring 40 chalas, he brought 80 chalas. So what is the halacha? Chizki am kitcha abayim b'tach shemanim, 40 will be fine. V'yachram le kitcha abayim b'tach shemanim. None of them are acceptable. Says the Gemara. Amar Zayir, how come I'm hechda amal lekatcha aboyim b'tach shemaynim? If the person said, I really only want 40 of the 80 to be kaddish, how come I'm hechda amal lekatcha aboyim b'tach shemaynim kachu? Because he's doing what's right. He says explicitly he only wants 40. On the other hand, says Reb Zayir, if the person says, el yukatcha aboyim, elm ken yukatcha shemaynim, I specifically want all 80. So that's no good, because you're supposed to only have 40. Loi kotcha. Ki pligi, when do we have the machloikus? Well, he didn't make any statement. Bistama. Masover, the mandam that says that it's kadosh, lachrayis kumachavin. He really only meant to have 40 kadosh. I wanted to bring 80. He wanted to have 40 for insurance if something should happen, 40 extra for insurance if something should happen to the first 40. Or masover, he wanted to have a bigger carbon than he's supposed to. He's supposed to have 40, and he brought 80, and that's disqualified. Abai Amar, Abai says no. The Kul Amar, everybody is in agreement, says the Gemara, carbon gadol kamachavin. He meant the big carbon. That's the right gears on the side. What is the machloikus? And that's not good, because you're only supposed to have 40, not 80. So what is the machloikus? Of a klisharis mekachin shlamidas kumafugi. The question is, if you put something in the klisharis, does it do what it has to do without your intent? Masover klisharis mekachin shlamidas, and therefore the klisharis are only mekadosh 40 because that's all you need to have. Or masover klisharis em mekachin shlamidas. So you put in 80, you put in too much. Mefarshim said, but let's say you said explicitly, I want all 80, there would be no machloikus. It would not be good because that's what you said. Rapapa has a different way of understanding. The Kulama Klisharis Shloi Mekadosh Shemidas. The Klisharis itself is Mekadosh only 40. Your intent is meaningless. The question here is, it's the knife during the shechita, as we learned a moment ago, that's mekadosh the lechem. How do we look at a knife? Masover, sak mekachin kli sharis. And just like a kli sharis is only mekadosh what is needed and nothing else, so too the knife. Or masover, sak and kim de les leitoch. You can't compare the knife to a kli sharis, because the knife doesn't have a receptacle, a kli sharis does, and a mekadosh kli sharis, and therefore it's mekadosh all of them, and you have too much. Ikadamri, Repapama, on the contrary. Kli sharis, a mekadosh al midas, and therefore if you put in too many, it's a problem. A knife may be better than a kli sharis. Masava, sakin, alima mekli sharis. A knife is better than a kli sharis. That a kli sharis won't prevent all 80 from being kaddish, and therefore you'll have a problem. But the sakin, which is used for the ma'aser shechita, is mekatsha. And it's mekatsha only 40 that are necessary, not the other 40. Masava, sakin lo yalim mekli sharis. And just like the kli sharis doesn't have that ability to limit the kedusha, neither does the sakin, and you have too many, and that's why the carbon is disqualified.